from raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or heather@adlerbelmontgroup.com.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
President and clerk appointed for Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards. Paso Robles firefighters respond to report of smoke in apartment. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour on the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks after this year's election season. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk respectively. Trustees McCoy, Annie, and Castillo dissented in the votes for Cogan's appointment. Atascadero's trustees Tracy Elise White and Denise McCrew-Kane will serve as their board's president and clerk. School boards are required to elect a president and clerk annually per California election code. The president has the same rights as other members of the board with other duties, including appointing and dissolving committees subject to board approval, signing all acts, orders, and resolutions necessary, representing the board as spokesperson in communications in conjunction with the superintendent, and working with the superintendent to ensure all board members have necessary materials and information. Paso Robles firefighters received reports of smoke coming from apartment early Thursday morning. Just after midnight, the incident occurred at 420 12th Street, with firefighters able to see smoke coming from inside a unit. Upon investigating, they discovered the source was a heater with a door placed against it. No injuries or significant damage was reported. Crews left the scene at around 12:55 a.m. Closure reminders for New Year's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The City of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday as well. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Now here's an update from Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza.
The Golden Hill Road paving from Creston to Rolling Hills was completed at the end of a very long day. Thanks for the community's patience, as it was quite challenging, I'm sure, for the people going southbound to have to detour to Rolling Hills. Thank you also for your patience as we're having to detour traffic in the Bolin neighborhood. We're constructing a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston, and so access across Nickerson at Creston is not available to traffic, and so the traffic flow has to be rerouted to the Bolin neighborhood. I'm pleased to say, however, that the contractor is progressing well, and as anticipated, the work should be done by the end of the day on Friday, January 13th, and open it up to traffic, and so the detour through the Bolin Drive neighborhood will no longer be needed.
That's Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza. The California Highway Patrol entered its Christmas maximum enforcement period on December 24th, which came to a close on December 25th at 11:59 p.m. CHP says that during this time, 308 individuals were arrested for driving under the influence across California. 8,835 citations were also written up, which included speeding, seatbelt violations, and other traffic infractions. CHP will enter another maximum enforcement period for New Year's, starting on New Year's Eve. Several dozen laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 2499 will expand the list of crimes for which employees can take time off, as well as allowing employees to take time off to assist family members who are victims of specified crimes. AB 2123 will prohibit employers from requiring employees to use up to 2 weeks of unused vacation time before being able to access California's paid family leave program. Paid family leave provides wages for workers who take time off to care for an ill family member, bond with a child, or help family members called to active duty. AB 1780 won't go into effect until September 1st, 2025. However, it will prohibit legacy admissions to private, nonprofit colleges in the state. This will prevent legacy or donor preferences for applicants as part of the admissions process. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Seahawks defeated the Bears 6-3. Tomorrow, the Chargers will face the Patriots, the Broncos will go against the Bengals, the Cardinals will face the Rams. For KPRL's header on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders versus the Saints, then the Dolphins against the Browns, and the Falcons versus the Commanders. In the NBA, yesterday, the Pistons defeated the Kings 114-113. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Hi, this is Gary Brill, and I've been writing and producing radio ads for Davis Body Shop since the 1980s. However, lately I found that I don't have to write very much because our customers are telling the Davis Body Shop story better than I can. Take, for example, Natalie. She was in an accident and took her car to Davis Body Shop. Natalie, what kind of service did you receive?
Superb service. The process was smoother than I could have expected, and they eliminated any extra stress. They worked seamlessly with my insurance company and appraiser, scheduled a rental, and kept me informed via phone and email. I had a trip planned during the time the accident happened, and they accommodated me in every way. When I received my car, it was detailed inside and out. I am so impressed by the attention to detail and level of service. Thank you, Davis Body Shop, for such a wonderful experience.
Thank you, Natalie. See Davis Body Shop for your free, no obligation estimate. They're on El Camino Real, in Atascadero, and at Paso Chevrolet on Theater Drive.
California headline news. Northern California transportation workers are very busy clearing slick roadways with snow and ice as folks head home from their holiday travels.
Came in hard and fast, actually. We had a lot of holiday traffic. Of course, this is one of our busiest times of year right now.
Parts of Northern California could see up to 8 inches of rain and snow, wind gusts near 70 miles per hour through Sunday. Meanwhile, holiday travel at the airports is picking up the pace as folks make their way home.
Traffic going to the airport is bad. A lot of people are stuck in their Uber, stuck in their Lyfts, or in their taxi, or they're getting dropped off by a family member, or they're driving.
AAA's Aisha Diaz says to leave yourself plenty of time, more than you think you need. TSA expects airports to be very busy through the weekend. And there are no estimates on how much revenue will be lost while restaurants and other businesses on the Santa Cruz Wharf are shut down. The structural integrity of the wharf still in question 4 days after strong waves caused a large part of it to collapse into Monterey Bay. John Gilliland, California Headline News.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Are you an annoying know-it-all? Answering questions no one asked of you? Do people often ask you, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts specifically trained to help match you with the right mattress, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. UCANR Innovate, the innovation arm of the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources, has opened applications for its Vine Connect program. California farmers are at the heart of global food production, but staying ahead requires constant innovation. To meet this challenge, VineConnect bridges the gap between innovation and application by helping entrepreneurs tailor proven technologies for farmers to ease weed control, harvest, and other farming tasks. Each year, the VineConnect program runs three cohorts, each centered on different focus areas within California agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff, official license to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic incident with injuries on Highway 46 right at East Center Street outside of Shandon. This is a solo incident where the vehicle rolled off the road and into a ditch. CHP has a unit at the scene. No traffic hazards have been reported and no further information is available at this time. This incident was first reported at around 6:30 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies early today with partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies early will give way to cloudy skies overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast, days partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 60s Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel, high-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the new garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise as you stroll through the magic of the season. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments, all within walking distance. Bring your family or make it a date night. And a special thanks to our official lighting sponsors, Central Coast Community Energy, Z Villages Real Estate, Sousa Construction, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, the City of Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety, and Wysong Construction. Event details can be found at visitatascadero.com. But don't miss Garden Lights and Winter Nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. And again, for more information, go to visitatascadero.com. 3CE is giving households and businesses a choice to do more with their energy. Learn more at 3cenergy.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New York becomes the second state to hold major polluters like fossil fuel companies accountable for extreme weather disasters. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, following Vermont in the effort, signing into law the Climate Change Superfund Act. And one of the stocks under pressure today, NVIDIA, which has had quite a run-up. Researchers saying the AI chipmaker has seen nearly $30 billion from everyday investors this year.
Investors just flooding in. That's up ninefold from 2021. Sort of makes sense. NVIDIA is the company that we have been talking about when it comes to AI. It's been popular, so retail investors are buying it. But that number, $30 billion, is outstanding. And it's almost double what investors have been putting in into the SPY, which is just sort of a classic S&P 500 ETF.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer for free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real. Atascadero, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we are ready to go, I think.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave, and it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right.
KPRL.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Darsha is in for Al, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. So have at it and enjoy all of that. Chris, got a question for you.
Let's hear it.
When did you get your first phone?
When I was 16 in high school.
Okay.
Why is that?
Well, because Florida just got on board with the social media ban. For now, this is kids 14 and under. 14 and under. So social media ban. And the one of the questions that has come up, well, how's it going to be enforced? Which is always a question of that, because the parents, because this a kid, and I don't know how they would do it anyway, but kid 14 can't go into the store and buy this social media or whatever, the phones and stuff. But if the parent wants the kid to have it, the parent can go get it. Now it says that they're not supposed to be using them or buying them. So again, I don't know how it's going to be enforced or if it would be enforceable in a court of law. And the social media ban, according to some, ignores the need for the digital literacy. And shouldn't this just be up to self-regulation by the parents and not the government? Are you trampling on parental rights by doing this? You would think that people, considering the data that's been available the last several years regarding social media and many of the negative impacts it's had on kids, well, then parents probably should be the ones to decide. Whichever they go, they know their kids better. I mean, some kids are just more able to handle some things than other kids. So it's going to be difficult to enforce. And then the verification, as I mentioned, it raises serious privacy issues for sensitive information. And, you know, the one thing that politicians like to do, and we were kind of alluding to it last hour, they like to get on the moral high ground and talk like they're preaching from the mountaintop. And in many cases, they are some of the biggest sleazebags in the world. But they know that getting on the moral platform, it registers with many people. So no matter how well-intentioned these laws will do, is it really going to help the kids? The reality is we're in a digital world, digital literacy. So could this put them behind? And the other thing is, of course, kids being kids and bans, what will, again, according to many, it will simply make the access more attractive to kids. Also, it will give parents a false sense of security and do nothing to help kids make better decisions. But this is I think Florida, and there may be about 9 or 10 other states that have laws that may be similar to this, but there is a push for a federal law. A federal law. Now, Chris, I'm going to go back. Now, it's been, you know, quite a few years since that. Did you not having it until you were 16, did that hinder you in any way?
Not for social media purposes. It mostly had to do with staying in contact with my parents, let's say, because all we had in the family was just a singular home phone. And let's say I needed to stay after school for a little bit, or I was going somewhere, or, you know, my parents were going to get off work late or something like that. There was no way to communicate that with each other pretty much all throughout high school if it happened. And it did a few times. So it made things a little bit complicated, whereas, you know, having a phone, being able to just text each other probably would have made things a little bit easier, but, you know, their choice.
But it was manageable.
Yeah, it was manageable when I could borrow someone else's phone.
Well, okay, so you could do that. But, I mean, but as far as, you know, some of the other things, I'm just guessing if you had one and then it was taken away, that may have been a little bit more of a problem for you. I'm just guessing. Because, you know, when parents would use, you know, taking something that you like away from you after you've had it, if you've never had it, you don't know what you're missing.
That's true. I can't imagine me getting my phone taken away, though.
Well, I mean,
always on my best behavior.
All right. Maybe some of us weren't always on our best behavior, and that may have been a different thing. You didn't. Well, obviously, your parents did a good job of laying down the law, so there wasn't going to be this every other couple of weeks. Yeah, but every other kid has it, so why can't I have one? You didn't go down that road?
Not every couple of weeks, maybe once a year. Okay. You know, around Christmas time, perhaps.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah.
Good timing. Now, would you concoct a story that you thought was gonna win them over?
No, I was honestly pretty just blunt about it, just saying like, hey, could I get a phone finally? Maybe, perhaps. And the answer was usually no. I genuinely don't remember what changed when I turned 16, but something did, I guess.
Okay. Well, maybe they thought, well, if he can drive a car and all that kind of stuff, but you know, your parent does their things. My parents, I couldn't get my driver's license till I was 17, which, I was never a big car thing anyway. I had Jeff and Pat Lincoln and a couple of other guys that could take me to and from places. So I didn't, it just wasn't that big a deal to me. So anyway, all kids are a little bit different. So, we'll see if this gathers any momentum as far as trying to make it a federal law and to see what happens with this. But a few more states are doing this, Florida being the latest. I think it takes effect 2025, but we shall see. We shall see. Now, obviously, most of us now have the phones. It has all these devices where you can do a whole bunch of stuff on it. So I think it would be hard for many of us to give that up. It would be extremely hard to do that. But that's what we get used to technology. We just get used to technology, and then we look back. You know, like, for example, in many businesses, depending on your business and how long you've been in it, before I'll just say the technology took over with, we'll go far back as fax machines and all these other devices that we basically take for granted now and use on a daily basis. How did we get the work done before? And it is kind of funny. Matter of fact, I think it happened just a couple of weeks ago. I think it was with you, Chris, wasn't it? With somebody asked for a fax.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, like, who does that?
Yeah, I even went to the bank, and I was like, yeah, I got to get this signed and fax it to somebody. Who uses faxes anymore? And, you know, the bank teller was like, yeah, we don't even use faxes anymore.
So, whatever, we don't need to know, but they just said, no, you have to do it by fax. You can't do it by email.
Fax or mail. No email. No phone calls.
That was straight. I don't even know if our fax, I know what our fax number is. I don't even know if it's connected or not, to tell you the truth. But again, when you look back on how we got the information and the work done and printed out and so forth, the old-fashioned way, so to speak, and then, my goodness, we couldn't go back to it. For example, here at the station, I don't remember how I prepared for anything in the morning when we didn't have the internet. I can't remember. Like, okay, so I can come in the morning, and you know, I've got the emails here, I got this, people send me things, I go online, I do this, I do that. And I honestly don't remember how we used to do it. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just, you're talking about faxes, and it's interesting because the Japanese and the government and all that in Japan are trying to wean themselves from fax machines. I mean, still. and it's just funny when you hear about that their whole business. I mean, they're the ones, right, that have created all the electronics and you know, da-da-da-da-da. And it's just amazing to think that they're the ones that are still using fax machines. So I just thought it was humorous, and I wanted to toss that in.
Do you know anybody that's... when's the last time you sent a fax?
Oh, gosh, probably 2 or 3 years ago. We pulled it off our letterhead. It nobody uses them anymore.
No, I that's why when Chris came in a couple of weeks ago, I go, I don't know, because he had to ask where it was. Now, it worked, so somebody has it. But do you ever think back on how you got all the work done before all the computers?
Well, I mean, I'm in the computer industry, so, it is funny, though, because my son has been interested in, like, stuff from the 80s. Like, there's this program called Computer Chronicles, and they had, like, hey, big gifts for 1985. And you know, and what the YouTube stuff does, right, is they have somebody commenting on it, kind of like the Mystery Science 3000 or whatever. And it is kind of amusing to see, you know, and this is the big, you know, gift is a color printer or whatever. But it is amazing how technology keeps marching on. And the funny thing about requiring a fax is it goes back to Clinton. He signed a thing that electronic da-da-da-da-da signatures are okay. I mean, certain transactions, they require a wet signature, but I don't think a fax would apply, meaning if you could scan it and email it, it is legally no different than a fax.
Yeah, there are certain things, I forget what that signature is called.
They call it a wet signature.
A wet signature?
Yeah, meaning it's on ink, on paper.
Okay, because it looks nothing like my signature, but it gets accepted because it's in whatever file.
Oh, no, I'm going the other way, meaning if somebody legally needs your signature, are you talking about like a stamp or something like that?
No, I'm talking legal things.
Hmm.
I've had that through recent transactions that I had to sign following my father's death, and it was okay to do it over the Internet. That was acceptable.
Yeah, and it's just and I don't know what the distinction is, if it has to do with financial or if it's just preference, or that, I mean, I don't know specifically what the law states, but that you know, faxed or emailed or scanned signatures, electronic signatures, are legal. And I don't, so again, I don't know if there's like carve outs or specific things that aren't legal or that would require an actual, you know, like I said, what they call the wet signature, which is ink on paper.
Yeah, and then there are the others that you have to do it in person and even have it notarized.
Right, yeah, and that's the other side of it, is that's to guarantee the identity of the person signing it. So, yeah.
There are a couple of things that, like, for example, every month we have to have a certain amount of commercial copy. Not the commercial itself, the commercial copy, the printed commercial. We have to have it notarized and then send it to not the local vendor, but we have to send it to a, you know, let's just say one of the national vendors to get payment to verify that we aired the commercial. And I just look at it and think, this is stupid. Why would we not want to air their commercial? If we don't air their commercial, nobody's going to listen to it. And it's going, nobody's going to buy the product, and then therefore they will stop buying the station. So, why, you know, I got to spend, you know, $15 a copy or whatever it is to have this done. I just think it's a little dumb and it's outdated. Plus, you know, so big deal. So I go there and I show somebody my picture and I sign it. What does that mean? I guess what my point is, maybe for some things, it is notary necessary.
Yeah. A lot of things with real estate and title transfers, they consider it necessary just because, you know, people have found ways to sell the property out from under you, that kind of thing. That's where, I don't know what the distinctions are, what is required and when. And all it just means is that you're the one signing it, but how that would work for advertising, I don't know, right? I mean, it really was, like you said, is what the radio station is doing and not what Kevin says is, you know, I said I did. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's not the end. Don't get me wrong. It's not the end of the world, but I just look at some things saying, this doesn't make any sense. It just does, because... you know, thank goodness not as many companies require it, because they probably figured out, well, you know, it's like the national radio. Now we have to send them affidavits if at least once a week, and if not daily, to make sure that we aired the programs. Well, what are we going to air if we don't air the programs?
Well, I don't know. Well, you could be playing music.
But aren't you
on the other side? I mean, don't you? I mean, because an advertiser pays you, but don't you pay for content?
No.
No.
The content is paid for through the commercials.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we get the, you know, Bongino show when you hear him doing his ads, and the other ads, then you hear the local ads. Okay? We're both doing that, and we have to do it, because if we don't, we have no shows. So why, you know,
I don't know why you would need to have it notarized. That's a different question. But why you would want to, they want it is, I'm sure, for demographics, and they're you know, going back to the people that are paying for their advertising, or to show that, you know, this many people here, that kind of thing.
Well, they could just do that by showing the, okay, we have signed up 600 affiliates. Okay. Now, are 599 of those affiliates that signed up for the show not going to air the show? No, of course not. They're going to air the show. So the easiest thing to do, without probably having to hire a staff, is to, hey, you want to buy the Dan Bongino show? I'll just pick out, Ford. Ford Cars, you want to buy the Dan Bongino show? Oh, are you guys on in Paso Robles? Yeah. You go, we have 600 affiliates. Oh, yeah, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
That's to me, it's, you know, like a lot of things, I believe, because I've been in this industry for a long time, they create, I think, more work than needs to be. It's, you know, particularly radio is pretty simple.
Yeah.
I've said it for years. It ain't brain surgery. But they try to turn it into, and
well, you know what it is, really, is to pay for somebody's job somewhere to keep track of it. It's all the fluff, and it's like, I mean, in my world, right, is we get these POs, and it's like they want to buy, you know, whatever, call it $30 worth of software because it's some small thing that somebody wants somewhere, and you know, when it's multi thousands, that's different. But it has like seven people sending a PO for $30. It's like, you guys can't be serious.
Well, that's. That's,
same kind of thing, fluff.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is. All right, sir, thanks for the info.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. I'm going to exit this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk, respectively. For Atascadero, trustee Tracy Ellis White will serve as president, and Denise McGrew Kane will serve as clerk. Paso Robles firefighters responded to reports of smoke coming from an apartment early Thursday morning, just after midnight. The incident occurred at 420 12th Street. Firefighters discovered the source was a heater with a door placed against it. No injuries or significant damage was reported, and crews left the scene at around 12:55 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Canadian diplomats will meet with President-elect Donald Trump's team at Mar-a-Lago as the incoming commander-in-chief threatens major tariffs on imports if the border isn't secured.
Foreign Minister Melanie Joly and new Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc are reportedly planning to meet with Donald Trump's incoming border czar Tom Homan to discuss Canada's efforts to secure the border.
Fox's Sue Guzman, Azerbaijan Airlines announcing this morning that it's suspending flights to multiple Russian airports as some aviation experts say Russian air defense systems may have downed the passenger jet.
Experts were quickly concerned after seeing the damage, particularly the holes in the plane's tail section, which could indicate that it came under fire from Russia.
That's Fox's Stephanie Bennett. The crash killed 38 people. Moscow insists theories blaming Russia are premature. America's listening to Fox News.
The Australian Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Australian Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Clouds and a little bit of sunshine, but mostly cloudy for your Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies, maybe even some fog overnight into Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Sunday we'll have some clouds hanging around. Low 60s, pretty much the same Monday to sunny Tuesday. Low 60s for your New Year's Eve, and then first day of the new year. Mid-60s, upper 60s Thursday, and also a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 4:58 p.m. We're still hanging around at 50. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Remember, if you want it done by the pros, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving right along here at just about 8 minutes. 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Community calendar brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, Meals That Connect is in need of volunteer drivers. This is for the Paso Robles Senior Center, and that's to deliver those meals to homebound seniors. Drivers are needed for an hour and a half shift that begin at 10:30. Training is provided, and please call this number if you have some questions and are interested. They would appreciate it. 805-238-4831. That's 238-4831. Also, you're dealing with the Parkinson's disease in an exercise class for people with Parkinson's, supported by the community grant from the Parkinson's Foundation, and they have it at Paso Robles Physical Therapy over there on Combine Street, Mondays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Move to improve. Register for the class. You can call over there, 237-0272, and that's also Paso Robles SPT@gmail.com. And good luck. And again, move to improve. Something to think about. All right, community calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. I think I did that already. All right, we do this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Local celebrities are Margaret Bobain. Terry Minchel's having a birthday, Terry. John Avila Sr., Kennedy Foster, Alana DeLeon, Alana Cohn, Mike Sherwin. What it says here, I think. And Mitch and Kelly Robb. Clyde and Diane Young on our Saturday local celebrities. Courtney Moore, Jeff Rogat, Joan Summers, Carol Ford, Jesse Andrade's having another birthday. Chuck Lefevre, Runo Lemming, Carol Samuel, Kylie Ralston, Dave Cudia, Vicente Garcia, Susan Lyon. Sunday's local celebrities, Jerry Nickett Jr., Bruce Medeiros, Ted Miller, Lyle Stevens, Rachel Crasby, Dave Miranda, Aaron Harden, Janet Miller, Sandy Lynn Holman, and it says here, KPRL Wife and Saint. That would be the one and only. Linda Will. Mrs. Will, or it says Grandma Linda here. Thank you, Linda. I know, I enjoy the linguica. All right, let's see here. On my right-hand side, some people that you may have heard of or not. I don't know. Where is this list? That's a very good question. Louis Pasteur, the chemist, 1822-1895. Very good actor. Casablanca's Sidney Greenstreet, 1879-1954. The one and the only, the amazing, Marlena Dietrich, 1901-1992. I'm looking at him. Oh, Masters and Johnson. Remember that physician? William Masters, 1915-2001. Child psychologist, this is Lee Salk, 1926-1992. Scotty Moore, he was a guitar player with Elvis. He was born in 1931, died in 2016. Also on the list from The Good Time, Jesse, Die Hard, and some others, just lost him. John Amos, 1939-2024. Horse jockey, Jerry Lambrent, 1940-2015. Phil Gagliano. Baseball, 1941-2016, from Jerry and the Pacemakers, Les McGuire, 1941, from the Moody Blues, Mike Pinder, 1941, Roy White, left fielder for the New York Yankees, 1943, played in the late 60s to early 70s, Mick Jones of Foreigner, 1944, also Gerard Depardieu, 1948, very good songwriter, Carla Bonoff, 1951, moving along on the list here. That's what I'm doing. Fresno State, played a long time in the NFL. Fullback, Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo was born in 1970. I think he was an all-state wrestler as well. James Stewart, pretty good running back out of the University of Tennessee. Played for a couple of teams, 1971. Kevin Ollie, a hoopster, 1972. Also on the list we have, where are we? Carson Palmer, University of Southern California brain surgeons, and he was born in 1979. And Michael Bourne, not a bad baseball outfielder, 1982. Cole Hamels, pretty good pitcher, 1983. This guy was a really good running back. Jamal Charles, 1986, out of the University of Texas. And Olivia Cook, the actress, 1993. Passing away on this day, remember, Houston, we have a problem. Jack Swigert. He passed away in 1982. Mr. Eiffel, Gustav Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower. Did I say Eiffel? Eiffel. 1923. Carrie Fisher, 2016. The one and only Meadowlark Lemon passed away in 2015. David Pace, the creator of Pace Picante Sauce, died in 1993. And who else do we have? The guy who created Joe Palooka, Ham Fisher, he died in 1955. And the father of Texas, Stephen Fuller Austin. That's right. He died in 1836. All right, going to the top of the list today. He was good. It's very interesting. When he was a kid, he was diagnosed with a learning disability, having difficulty reading, and he was mocked. Somehow, they told him, well, you're going to be in the Special Olympics. Well, when he was 10 years old, he did, and he won, and it really changed his confidence level and changed his life. And what a life he had. Went on to be a star at the University of Texas, winning a national championship. Third-round pick by the Kansas City Chiefs, and went on to have a really good career in the NFL. Rushed for almost 8,000 yards, 44 touchdowns, caught 20 receiving touchdowns. This guy, for his career, for over 1,000 rushing attempts, the highest in NFL history. 5.4 yards per carry. Jamal Charles goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. AB 2499, for instance, will expand the list of crimes for which employees can take time off from, as well as allowing employees to take time off to assist family members who are victims of specified crimes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
In addition to his football, he was a four-time All-American track and field at the University of Texas, outdoor champion in 2006 in the 100 meters. And again, 5.4 yards, the most in NFL history. That's pretty good. Another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.